to be fair, it's not paranoia if people really are talking about you. Okay.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Okay, I need everyone right now to go to the Herd at One Network YouTube channel and check out Molly's new do. You just got your hair did. Come on, it looks great. I know you never said it didn't look good, but I need people to see this, okay?
Yes. I want to thank my stylist, Courtney.
Oh, that's nice.
She always freshens things up nicely. But she goes through the effort of straightening my hair, which is its own journey.
Oh, yeah.
And without making it look like straw. So thank you, Courtney. Appreciate it.
Explain that to me. See, you're able to do different hairdos. Women are. And I know guys are as well. But you have naturally curly hair, and I've seen that, and everyone's watching has seen it, you know, the last few podcasts and stuff. Which way do you like it better? Why do you choose straight over curly?
For this, I chose straight on account of the fact that, like, somebody else does it, and they can get it done right. Okay. I'm not very good at straightening my own hair. You can get one of those clampers and like straight, but then it just ends up feeling like really flat. Like she's able to get it straight with body, which is just a miracle. Okay. That's why she's a stylist.
Okay. And you're not. And you're the customer. Yeah. Well, this is dumb guy question day. How long does the straightening last?
Until I wash it. Though to be honest, it'll be curly tomorrow. Like I will try to hold off on washing it, but you know how I sleep like in a bed burrito, which we've talked about before. I don't know if we've talked about it here, but I wrap myself up in like 75 blankets and I've got a pillow over my head and I've got a pillow below my head and I've just got like, I'm just submerged. So the steam, from my breathing inside the bed burrito, the blanket burrito, then causes my hair to kink up again.
Okay.
Like tomorrow it'll try to get back to its natural curly habitat. It always tries to migrate there.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. You know, I am bald. I don't have options like that. My only options is shaving it. So yeah.
Yes. But Wylene has straight hair.
Yeah, she does. No. Well, yeah, I think. God, I don't know. It's whatever she does is perfect. How do you like that recovery?
That was really excellent. Huge points.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know. She's just naturally beautiful.
That's what it is.
Does she need anything else?
Well, she has a straightener, so it must be pretty curly. How do I not know this?
She might have wavy hair.
Yeah, she has wavy hair.
When she gets out of the pool and just lets it air dry, like when you guys are on vacation, is it straight? That'll be the best. That's the best way to know.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to have to pay attention more closely.
Because we've only been together for a year.
Right. Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Real quick. We want to reach out to us. You can reach out to us at bpcrasher@gmail.com, or you can leave us a message, of course, if you want to. It's 402-915-0962. On Wednesday's podcast, we had Pat from Pat and JT coming on, this past Wednesday anyway. And so we talked about a lot of stuff, anywhere from giant nipples to micro penises. Okay.
Yes.
And so it's funny. I got some messages from people that heard that and had a comment or two about it. We have one friend that says it's legit. I've done a lot of ultrasounds on testicles and have seen some of them. I feel so bad for them. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes. And yeah,
just the fact that somebody's job is to ultrasound testicles is already like you're doing God's work.
I had to get it done once. full exposure right here. Or
what? She's talking about you, and that was the micropeen. She's like, nudge, nudge. It was party.
Yeah, it was me. No, I had like a lump or something like that, and the doctor was like,
Can I just ask one quick question?
Sure.
Did you find the lump or did somebody else find the lump?
I found the lump.
You were feeling around down in your testes.
Oh, come on, Molly.
I'm asking normal questions.
Yeah, I think I touched somewhere and it hurt. And I was like, all right, I got ball cancer or something like that. Knock on wood. So anyway, they had me go to a place and get an ultrasound to make sure it was cool. And so it was quite the experience because I had to lay down. Then they put this thing over you, right? And then they, during this time, I don't know if it's different now, but then they had a little hole where the sac came out, right? And they put this cold stuff on. It's like you getting an ultrasound when you were pregnant.
Yeah, but they that's my belly, not my
cold stuff on it. So I can imagine anyone getting a micropen if that's going on. The thing that was weird about that whole situation is as she's doing this, she says, I listen to you on the radio.
Oh. You're like, no. Nope.
Not me.
Not, no.
Yes.
You think you have somebody else? Please don't say that while you're holding my balls.
Yeah.
And squeeze.
Squeeze. But in the end, I came out okay. Everything was fine. We did get a message from Kelly. She said, I dated a man that I made wait 3 months to sleep together, was trying to follow the Steve Harvey rule of not giving up the cookie. Mm-hmm. Before we slept together, he warned me that he's a grower and not a shower. I walked out of the bathroom to make him on the bed or whatever. And I immediately was in my head thinking, why is it only an inch big? And she said, he definitely got bigger, but it freaked me out. Laughed out loud on the latest episode. Thank you, guys. So, yeah.
What?
That was everything we talked about on Wednesday with Pat.
That was everything.
An inch? Well, don't hurt people listening right now.
No, I just, I mean, normally, wow. I mean, yeah. Women are usually quite accurate. / almost to the point of, hey, you could give us some credit.
Yeah.
Well, so for her to say an inch, I mean, that is really astounding. Yeah. I can't. I'm just going to leave it at that. I mean, is she married to that guy?
I don't know. That was as far as the email went. So if you have any input, you can, again, email us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. We love that.
He really said that. Wow, that I'm a grower, not a shower. Okay, I mean,
you know,
I've heard that term, but I've never heard anybody like actually like, hey, so just to let you know,
warning.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hey, I drove in rush hour for the third time. Yesterday, I had to go out to Emmanuel Hospital, so it was during rush hour, and I looked over at Wylene and said, I don't like this. It's the third time I've driven in rush hour. Morning rush hour in over 20 years. Over 20 years. And I just want to say I'm sorry that there's nothing entertaining to listen to on the radio on your way to work or back. I mean, I'm sorry there's nothing.
I mean, you listen to this podcast, you can go ahead and stream that. And you know, everybody's got Bluetooth. It just goes right into your speakers.
Bad. I mean, you got Smack and Tickle on one station. You got, Awkward First Date on the next station. On the other station, you have cackle. It is such bad radio. I apologize. I'm not saying we're any better, but I am.
Yeah, you are. Am I saying that we're better or not?
You guys need to do something to all your friends because there's a lot of people driving through rush hour trying to get somewhere. And when you're spoon fed lack of entertainment like that, you need to tell your friends how to listen to a podcast or something. And at least go to podcast or go check out our podcast. There's a lot of options out there. You shouldn't be stuck with those options, man. Kitty got claws.
Yeah, you do. I was like, somebody got a big old helping of I mean, I don't even know what I'm at a loss of words to say, like, you got a big old helping of sassy. I don't know. That's not even right.
It's Friday.
So you're like going in hot into the weekend. I'm a grower and a shower. They're like, yeah, does this show grow and show?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You bet it does.
But, no, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that's so crazy is, with us doing this podcast, what's been great is two things have happened. One, so many people have said to me that they were already podcast listeners, but that they listened to us on the radio because they liked us.
Yes.
And that this is something now where they're like, finally, you are you're podcasting. Secondly,
people
who didn't know about podcasting are realizing how easy it is to listen and listen whenever they want, and that they don't have to be in a car at 6 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock in the morning, that they can be on their drive home and still listen.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, over and over for the last, I mean, countless years, I would meet people or talk to people and they'd ask what I do. And I would say, I'm on the radio. I do a radio show. And they would say, I don't listen to the radio. I'm sorry. I listen to podcasts, which it's eventually going to be the 100% norm. Because once radio figures out how to do AI jocks, they're all gone.
Meow. Well, the other thing about it is
they can't touch me now. They can't touch me now.
Like, I'm free as a bird to say all the mean stuff I want. I mean, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Oh, quit. Yeah. I've heard that before.
Oh, stop.
Don't stop it. I've heard that before.
Don't stop me from being sassy.
Yeah.
Saucer of cream, because I'm being catty.
Kitty. I'm being kitty. Kitty.
You're being kitty.
All right. So here's the deal. Amazon, it looks like they made a bid for TikTok. They're going to buy TikTok. The deadline is tomorrow for ByteDance, that Chinese company that owns TikTok. And they have to have something going on by Saturday.
Yeah. So it's TikTok part two. So everyone's like already PTSDing from the, 7 hours we were dark on TikTok.
Yeah.
I came, you know, so there's concern. I think if one thing people learned is don't delete the app, because that was the other thing, is that so many people were like, fine, and deleted it. And then they were really in the lurch when it came back. The other thing that I realized was the, that CapCut is also a part of the TikTok world. And that I'm concerned about too.
Yeah. I love CapCut. There's a billion other ones out there now too. I didn't know that until you mentioned it to me before. Mm-hmm. You know, cause CapCut is a pretty sweet product, I think. I gotta say, China has some sweet products, you know? So.
Well, I can't believe like Amazon is making such a power grab in so many sectors.
This is the reason why they're going for TikTok. All right.
Because they don't have it yet.
Not yet. But all right. So there's two other ones. I can't remember them. Anyway, so there's two other ones, USA companies, United States companies that are in bids to buy TikTok. All right. So the total commerce currently on the TikTok store through TikTok is about $30 billion in sales globally. $30 billion. Mm-hmm. $9 billion of it is in the United States. So why wouldn't you?
Oh, it's
crazy. Have you ever bought anything off TikTok?
No.
I never have.
Never.
But apparently people are.
Well, if you go to some of those things, like I remember when I first stumbled across TikTok, like commerce-wise, it was this woman who would like bedazzle tumblers. And it was just so soothing to watch.
Yeah.
She had this spinner and she'd put like paints on it and it would just spin and she'd be like hanging out in her porch doing it. Her grandson would come in. You're like, Meemaw, I want lunch. And like she would be like, get out of here. I'm making tumblers.
I've seen this lady. Yeah.
Yes. I was like, I could watch you make tumblers and yell at your grandson all day long. Like you're on your porch house. I don't know what it is. It was like an enclosed porch. Anyhow, that was the first time. And I remember going onto her site and it was really expensive to get one of her custom made tumblers. So I didn't, but that's the closest I've come. Amazon to me is one of those things where I feel as though they want to be everything to everyone. You know, like not only are they wedding. The e-commerce, but like they've got Prime and they've got all their movies and their TV shows. They're going to space.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing off the table for Bezos. He's like, no. I want it.
He wants it. He's going to get it, of course. But yeah, so that's the latest. I guess we'll find out. But they will extend it. If you're listening, you're really concerned. They'll, like Molly said, don't delete it off your phone or whatever. Because last time they just took it out of the store. You couldn't get it.
Right.
And you can even go on it anyway. But they're going to probably extend this whole Saturday delay, most likely, so they can get everything in order now that they have three legit buyers for TikTok. We can dance and dance and dance.
How often do you access TikTok? Like watch TikTok? It or yeah.
Every day.
Really?
Yeah. You don't follow my page? How dare you?
I'm not
on
TikTok.
How dare you even more? No, I mess up TikTok. Yeah, Herd at One has a TikTok. The most views I have on my TikTok page, because I just play around.
Right.
Let me look real quick. The most views I have personally is 4.2 million. Second is 2.1 million. And third would be 858,000 views. Yeah. And
so you just cutting your nails?
People have nail fetishes.
It's called OnlyFans. You could be monetizing this.
I can't. I already talked to Pat about that. He said, man. No, guys don't make money off of OnlyFans. But yeah, I did bring it up.
You have an OnlyFans subscription?
No, I do not.
I mean, you can have
I don't even know.
One.
No, I don't have one. I don't think Wiley would like that. I for some reason, well, we know why, but it has a bad... what do you call it? Everyone thinks it's nothing
reputation.
But sex workers. Yeah, it's got a bad reputation. And there's a lot more there on OnlyFans, I think.
I don't
I
know.
I haven't been on it. I don't even know.
I just
know.
Was going to ask you because I'm fascinated by it. But I obviously am happily married. And I feel like if my husband opened up my phone and was like, why do you have OnlyFans? I'd be like, I'm making a lot of money. Don't you worry about it.
Would
People
you do
really
it?
Like never nudes.
If Peter knew that you could make a 200-300K a month,
he would
you
never.
Do it? No, I'm not talking about doing sexy stuff. I mean, just like getting on, you can cover your face up so no one sees it and then show a little cleavage.
I can't.
And maybe some shoulder for these freaks that like shoulders.
I have to die one day.
Okay.
And then I've got to show myself before okay. God.
Never mind. Then.
And God's got to go, I'm weighing your soul. Well,
no, come on now. Because you collect weird stuff. That would be OnlyFans stuff. You got your beach junk. You got your cat whiskers. What do you got in the jar? You got those wings of a
cicada wing.
But cicada wings.
I'm not naked doing it.
Gracie, are you listening to this? She needs to check out your stuff. But yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
think
saying
that,
it's a good opportunity to be on OnlyFans is all
I'm
saying.
Thank you. I'll take that into consideration. I appreciate that. I'll see if they have a LinkedIn notice. Find out about that. OnlyFans. Let me send over my resume.
Yeah. So, yeah, don't worry too much about TikTok. I think it's going to be fine.
No, the big story this week is all about the tariffs. I mean, I don't want to get – I'm not wading into political waters. I am literally wading into booze.
Yeah.
Let's talk about where it's hitting me, where I live. Like, really? You're telling me now if I want a bottle of champagne, if I want a bottle of French wine, Italian wine?
Because they're breaking it all down now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just on the automobile level, I don't think I didn't realize that, the parts that you get to make an American vehicle, a lot of it comes from
Mexico.
Different countries, China, all those different places. So that's the reason why these... prices. I mean, it's a Ford. That's the reason why these prices are going to go up. But I did look at that Mexico. I guess we'll find out soon because I drink tequila.
Yeah.
I did see that some of the big ones, the Jalisco brand, all that stuff. There's some of them that are just taking the hit and they're not going to give me the hit. Mainly because of the agave plants is at a lowest level that's been in a while, they're saying. So why would we raise prices? Because that's just going to damage them. So they're not going to raise at least... A good chunk of them are going to raise the tequila prices.
For the time being.
For the time being.
I mean, there's
being.
Only so long a company can suck it up and say, what have you. What I didn't realize was how much of our, how much we rely on Canada for buying our stuff. So now it's not even just so much like, okay, I want, you know, gin from England and it's going to cost me a fortune. All of the, I'm worried about American producers and how that's going to impact them when you have other countries saying, okay, fine, we'll meet you where you're at and we'll raise our stuff too. You're like,
Do that. We'll see. I mean, they're saying that the surplus right now is months. We got a few months before everything really hits. So maybe everything will get settled out. Especially in the booze. Isn't that funny that we're concerned more about the booze category?
Absolutely. You know. A girlfriend of mine, I was talking to her yesterday. She's got a wine cellar. She's a total wine person.
Okay.
And she has a wine cellar. And no, it was hysterical. She's like, I've been collecting for 20 years. I was ahead of the curve. I'm like, is that what you're telling your husband? She's like, that is exactly what I'm telling my husband. Cause he's been like, really?
Yeah.
Like, hey, so, I've been collecting this for forever.
You had mentioned something about, people not getting hangovers. Abel, what's that deal with that?
So I read this article this week in the New York Times, and it's talking about that there are a quarter of the population is something that they call hangover resistant.
Okay.
It doesn't matter how much they drink. Doesn't matter how long they drink. They wake up the next day. They're ready for a run. They're fresh as a daisy. Like, it doesn't impact them. And scientists found out about it like by accident. They were doing this survey about drinking and the effects of drinking. It had nothing to do with hangovers. And what they found is that like 25% of the study participants the next day were fine.
I thought of you. Yeah, that's me. It really depends on how badly you abuse yourself, but 95% of the time I'm hangover free. I always have been, Molly. I can mix wine, vodka, beer, all of the stuff you're not supposed to do and not feel terribly awful. I think the worst hangover ever is a wine hangover if I was to get one.
Uh-huh.
But outside of that, yeah, I don't do that. I have friends that get hungover from drinking and they're knocked out for like 2-3 days. And I don't understand that. I'm like, how do you live? I wouldn't drink. If that was like
That's not true. You're like, I would just find something else. I'd keep trying different boozes until I found the one that didn't make me feel that awful. Acting like you wouldn't drink.
No, it was crazy.
Wow, so they broke it down. So here are the things. It was really wild. So they think it has to do with, it could be genetics, right?
Okay, yeah.
That it can help the rate of alcohol breakdown, because that's what it all comes down to. Basically, I mean, alcohol is a poison, and so we're poisoning ourselves. So basically, a hangover is alcohol poisoning. I mean, like your body's. So that was what they were talking about. Then another thing could be you could have a really strong immune system, and we have called you super strain before. And I do think that plays into it, because normally when a body, like when you drink alcohol, like I said, it's a poison, your body goes into inflammation mode. Yeah, you know, that's part of a hangover is the fact that your body is like, you're never like, I mean, you're rarely sick, like seriously, and for other reasons.
And we won't say, because sweet Wylene doesn't like it. When I told her I was super strained, and the reason why, she was horrified.
Yes, I'm sure she was.
She listens to this. She's horrified right now without even saying anything.
Exactly.
She knows where I'm going. So yeah. But
come on, anyway, once she finds out about that OnlyFans account that you've got where it's toenail clipping. The other thing was, so body inflammation, they're saying if you have a strong immune system and your body doesn't freak out, that's the other thing that keeps you from having a hangover. And low levels of anxiety.
Oh.
Which again, you.
I don't have
anxiety.
You're
not an anxious person.
No, I'm not a guilty person.
It's not about being guilty. It's just about being anxious. Not an anxious person.
Yeah, I honestly don't understand that. I don't understand anxiety, but I get it. I think I've had it before, but I don't know why. I was literally like, when I felt anxious, sitting in the car, and I was asking myself, why am I feeling this way? So that's how I understand kind of how when somebody I talk to, I'm suffering from anxiety. I'm like, I don't know why I don't.
Suffering from anxiety, like it's some made up thing. Anxiety is real.
I know.
It's not a made up situation. As somebody who suffers from anxiety.
Do you? Yes, you do.
Oh, absolutely.
I think you suffer more from paranoia.
No, I'm not paranoid.
Okay. All right. Not
when people are really talking to you about you. Yeah, I'm paranoid about you. And I've caught you talking about me numerous times, leading to me feeling even more paranoid because I know you're talking about me.
Gracie, one time we had a meeting. And I sent Molly a text. What did I say on that text? I meant to send it to someone else, and I sent Molly a text. It was something like she's driving me crazy.
Yes. Something like that. And then he tried to play it off as a joke. Oh, I was just kidding. It's like, no, you meant to send that to somebody else, and it got sent to me. And I've caught him numerous times, like where it's like he doesn't realize that like sound carries.
Oh,
and so, like, you can just hear stuff.
I'll quit it. No.
I'm coming up on a table. I'm like, what? So, to be fair, it's not paranoia if people really are talking about you.
I get you.
No, anxiety for real. Oh. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of people are anxious. I am all about, like, breathing or getting a good night's sleep or trying to watch my caffeine intake, all the kind of things that are like super triggers. Like I notice when I'm sleep deprived and over caffeinated, that is just like a recipe for not good feelings.
Well, the thing is, I'm not beating anybody up who suffers from anxiety. But there isn't a whole generation, it seems like, that like to label themselves as the anxiety generation. Right. And that's a problem in my eyes, only because of the fact that there's got to be a reason why this many people. And I think it's the childhood. I think that the older generations didn't grow up on fast food and all this other stuff. I watched this interesting documentary on Netflix. I think it was like In the Gut or something like that. You got to watch it. And they even say that they think anxiety comes from just the diet they grew up on and maybe the overprotecting and all that other stuff. Hey, this is supposed to be a funny show.
It is a funny show. This is the thing. I will stop you right there because as a parent on the show, I will say I think it comes down to one thing, devices.
Oh, absolutely.
It reprograms your brain. As an adult, it does. To reprogram my brain. I even notice if you are on TikTok, to bring it back around to that, or any of those, like Instagram, all that kind of stuff. You watch enough of those, you start feeling like your heart rate going, like you all of a sudden get like a little amped up. And imagine if that's just what you're doing all the time. Look at you. You're like, nothing moves the needle for me. You're like, okay, sale on tequila. You're like, you have my attention. I mean, we all can't be the perfect person. No anxiety, no hangover, lots of opinions.
Yes, lots of opinions.
We've learned so uneducated. Much about you today.
Uh-huh. Uneducated opinions for sure. All right. I want to ask you, because we're going to run out of time. It's Friday. We're going to have fun. All right. So how was your anniversary with your husband on Monday? I missed it. I forgot about it.
No worries.
And I even had it in my calendar to give you grief about it. What'd you guys, how was it? What year is it on your anniversary? Because people, if you 18? Didn't know this. Well, Molly and I have been together for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And so in the beginning of their relationship, Peter was living in Chicago. Molly was in Omaha. And whenever I found out that Peter was coming to town, I would say, oh, it's the big day on a Friday after the show. And then it was never the big day when he had proposed until the day I did not say it.
Yes.
Then he proposed. How weird is that?
I know. It's so strange. That was like the one weekend where we went into the weekend and you didn't say it. And then he actually did propose that weekend.
Yeah.
So you've known us as Peter and I dating, Peter and I engaged, Peter and I married. So it was the 18th wedding anniversary. And I can't tell you what it is. I don't know if it's bronze or paper or whatever.
Yeah, I don't
but
know.
I will tell you, for us, it was a Monday. And you know what it was?
Sleep.
He was watching basketball on the one floor, and I was watching Mid-Century Modern, the new sitcom with That's Nathan love. Lane.
No big dinner, no nothing, I guess?
No, we didn't. We did not.
18 years, though. I mean, I mean, God, it's, I know it's a day. Like, do you watch your, and I, this is what I recommend everybody to do. Do you watch your wedding video or do you even have one?
We have one. We watched it once.
Okay, so
I think we made the kids watch it and they were like, okay, man, you guys look so young.
I recommend everybody who's married to dig that thing out. It doesn't have to be an on anniversary, but it changes it. It changes it, especially if you've been together for married for like 10 years. If you have like a engagement video, you know, those videos they do now.
Yeah,
all that stuff. Just every now and then, turn it on for the for you two. You guys will be having sex again, and even if you haven't had sex for 5 years, I'm sure this will spark something. So,
my God, what's happening at your house? Goodness.
No, I'm just saying.
Everybody Peter showed up needs with flowers.
Okay, good.
He
did good,
me,
good.
And he always gets me blue hydrangeas, or hydrangeas, however okay. you say it, on account of the fact that that was our wedding flower, and so he got a beautiful big bouquet. Roses and stuff like that. And it's lovely. I listen, 18 years of marriage. I've got a beautiful husband, beautiful kids, great house, good life. Like I don't need, I mean, a dinner would be nice.
You don't even ask for a massage or I guess you're not like that person. So yeah,
no, I'm not that person.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, it's just, it's so funny because we can't even agree. Like we've managed to make 18 years of marriage work, but we can't agree on takeout. Like, isn't that wild?
Can't.
No. Like he'll always do. Want, we like I'll want Thai. He hates Thai. He wants Chinese and I don't want Chinese. I want Thai. And, or, and like, you know, he wants pizza from one place and I like pizza from the other place.
Okay.
And like, I finally told him once, I was like, can we just have it from my place? Like, I always give in. We always have it from your place. Yes.
Isn't there a place that can do all of it? Like Chinese, Thai, Vietnamese? I say that wrong. Vietnamese. How do I say that?
I don't think so. I mean, there probably are places. I mean, the Thai place that I order from is just Thai food.
Okay.
No, I'm hungry for Thai.
I am too, actually.
See?
I think it's a Thai night.
It's a Thai kind of night.
Yeah.
I wish he like, well, the one place that we would order from, it cracked me up because whenever he ordered Thai food, I'm like, you're just ordering meat.
Yeah.
Like he would order the satay.
Okay.
And he would order like the bacon wrapped shrimp. I was like, this isn't even Thai. This is just like various forms of meat on sticks.
The best Chinese food, Asian food, I believe in Omaha is Dragon Walk. I have an Asian background. I've eaten everything. I've eaten chicken feet. I've eaten everything. I'm not afraid of eating anything. But so if anyone needs a recommendation for where to get Chinese food in this city, that's where you need to go. And for that, you should sponsor the show.
Yes.
Dragon Walk.
We are open to sponsors. If you want to help keep this show going,
yeah,
we
absolutely
would love for your support.
Okay, but I want to hit up on this Ashton Hall guy.
Oh boy,
he's the viral morning routine. Gracie, I didn't tell you ahead of this, but we have a couple things here. This is viral. This guy's had literally a billion views on his routine. And this is just one routine. His routine changes. It's amazing. They're saying you can get a body like that, but not like that. Cause it's insane. Gracie, can you play 1V for me? This is him right here. I know this doesn't carry over to radio.
He tapes his mouth shut at night, which I didn't know that was a thing.
Yes. The expensive water. Drinks out of a wine glass.
I mean, like, you have a body like his, which is like
push-ups.
Drinking more of that fancy water.
Yeah.
Meditating, see? It's helping with his anxiety.
So we're going to be serious about the Lord's business.
This guy's OCD all day long. Not the face water bath.
I've heard good things about ice dunks.
Yeah, yeah.
But I haven't done it.
He doesn't wear socks.
Out here is crazy.
He doesn't wear socks, Molly.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. He doesn't wear
leggings?
Socks.
Are those leg warmers?
No. Those are compression socks.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is a guy who has never missed leg day in his life.
No.
He's got socks on. He's off. We have no-show socks.
Maybe it was, okay, no-shows? I hate those. I wear the ones that grandpa wear.
You're like, they go up to the
shower.
They
go up. You know? Everyone's talking about his routine. He gets more stuff done. The banana peel. Explain that.
I can't.
So looking at it, bro, we got to go ahead and get in at least 10,000.
He obviously has people.
Yeah.
It's easy to have a life like that when you have people. I mean, that's other thing is that I think I could probably have a power body if I had
people
help.
Yes. All right. So
much help.
The mouth tape.
What is
Everyone's talking about that. Apparently, and I almost bought some, by the way, it stops you from snoring, right? Mouth breathing. If you sleep, you can wear it too. And they claim that it will tighten up your, what do you call that? A turkey neck.
Your gobbler?
It'll tighten up your jawbone by wearing this tape and sleeping with it. And he also on his nose has this magnetic thing that opens up your nostrils.
Okay.
So I did all this research on it because I want to get rid of, I want my jawbone back.
It's called stop eating.
Yeah.
And then the inflammation from drinking.
Yeah, there's that as well.
There's that. Well, I mean, this is coming off of a week of corned beef and cabbage that you were discussing earlier. So
yes, and I am retaining water. I just jumped on the scale. I didn't believe you until this afternoon when I jumped on the scale. I'm like,
is that what you're telling yourself, that it was water retention?
It is, absolutely. All right, Gracie, please play 2V for us. This is him explaining his routine a little bit.
I'm waking up at 4 a.m. every single day. Not Monday through Friday, not Monday through Thursday, every single day. Saturday and Sunday. That is the hack. People always say, man, I'm not a morning person. You're just a person who needs sleep. There's no such thing as morning and night. No. You're just a person who needs sleep, bro. So if you can get 8 hours of sleep, I think you're good. Maybe 6 to 7. I make sure my butt is in the bed at 8 p.m. every single night. I don't negotiate it. So if I can be in bed at 8 p.m., if I go to sleep at 8:15, 8:30, I'm getting my 7.5 hours of sleep. Sometimes I try to get in bed at 7:30 so I can get 8. If I do this 7 days a week, this is now just my new routine. This is my lifestyle. This is something that I can do every single day.
No. And you know what I see? He's in a bed alone and there are no kids running around the house. Yeah, I'm going to go to bed at 7:30. Good night, Peter and family.
Yeah.
I mean, Peter would be like, well, you are going to be sleeping alone because we're going to end up divorced and I'm going to take the kids because I can't trust you to keep an eye on them since you have to be in bed at 6:30. Oh,
my God. That's the first thing I noticed, too. But he has a lot of people, like he said. I don't know if anyone could live with a man like that. If you look more into some of his daily routines, because he has a billion of them, right?
Yeah.
They'll show him opening up his closet doors. He's got a ton of money, by the way. He probably makes a ton from these videos. But he has everything just...
So?
Like it's a store. You know what I mean? All the same socks in one folded the same way, same colors. And
fascinated by people who keep those kind of like... It's the same thing. Okay, it's the same thing as people who do that with their fridge.
Yes.
Where you open up their fridge and you're like, look at you. What did you think there was going to be like a surprise showing today? I didn't know. I staged my fridge.
And now there's all these reaction videos. I love this one. This is a senior's reaction. Can you hit 3V for me, Gracie, please?
What kind of girls do you think are interested? He just put a banana on his face.
I think he needs a bra. It's crazy. Come on, man. All of this? Come on, man.
If I was his girlfriend, I would be so afraid that he would crush me.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a juicy ass.
Bruh.
What? Can you do that many push-ups?
He only did 3.
That's what I'm asking. There he goes! Oh!
Oh, God.
Oh, this guy's so full of shit.
That woman's fantastic.
Yeah. Isn't she the greatest? Oh, God. There's so many of those. And the mouth tapes. You know, so real quick, go to BPS.
I'm fascinated by the mouth tape.
Yeah. So if you know anything about the mouth tape, because you can only learn so much watching a video and hearing all these, because now everyone's trying to sell them, all these influencers.
Yes.
Go to bpscrasher@gmail.com or leave us a message at 402-915-0962. And let us know if it works. Because like I said, I'm working on that jawline. And Molly's a mouth breather.
What?
You snore. Quit it.
Of course I snore.
Yeah, that's nothing worse than that. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, I mean, not every night, but like this time of year, I'm so stuffed up. It's like spring. What is your problem with people who make noise? What do you want? Everyone in your life to be quiet so you can just be as loud as you want? You're loud.
I think so.
You snore. You make noise when you eat. You do all
these things. No, I do not. How dare you? None of that stuff.
You're like, that has gone too far. I don't make any noises.
All right. Yeah. And by the way, we're on Heard at One Network YouTube channel. So if you want to check us out, and if you're a watcher or a viewer, you know, you can do that as well. We recommend it because we have fun and Molly's got a new do.
I do.
For sure. I do have a couple videos. I do have a couple videos.
I was going to ask, is it, it's Friday. Let me see what my treats are. This All is right. Every Friday we're going to try and do this where Party surprises me with like little video treats.
Little videos and some carry over to, like I said, to Apple Podcasts because we know a lot of you guys are listening in your cars or whatever the case is during drive time. You can, whenever you get somewhere, you can actually just, you know, jump on the YouTube because that's fun as well. All right. 4V is dating advice, I guess. Jason, could you hit that one for me, please?
I'm about to tell you why date nights are not the time to talk to your partner about unresolved issues. I'm Fred. I've been a relationship-saving marriage counselor for over 50 years. I post videos on this channel almost every day to help you avoid a breakup and to fix your relationship. If you ever have any questions, my DMs are always open. Here's why. Date nights are not the time to talk about your unresolved issues. When people talk about their unresolved issues during date nights, it creates a really adverse reaction to their partner. They both wind up dreading date nights. There should be only one goal for date nights, and that's not fun.
So which night do I bring up? Do I bring up with him the color? Is that considered the problem? And like I can't bring it up on date night, or is date night when I do bring up like, hey, you're doing a lot.
Tell me that's a dye.
Quit it. That's He's got dye all day long. Look at that face. Do you think that guy still has bright, shiny anything hair? He's 750 years old. He's a crypt keeper. He's wearing Ronald McDonald hair. Nothing about that. His eyebrows, his beard.
It all matches.
That's what I'm saying. He's saying that you're not supposed to bring up unresolved issues during date night. And I'm saying, how many times do we have to have date night where I can't bring up this issue?
Yeah, for sure. All right. Next one. We're just going to go to the next one. I can't look at that guy anymore. 5V.
Mm-mm. We don't do that. Put it down, please. We don't do that.
That's a happy for me. He's happy for me.
Oh, I see.
That's tolerance. That's kitty tolerance right there.
I have got to send you, and I will look for it today.
All right.
I got to send you this photo that I took when Mara was like maybe 3.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's of Murray. Yes.
Okay.
It's of Murray, and she's coming up behind him. And the look on Murray's face is, she's right behind me, isn't she? Seriously, like he's like looking at me like it's right there, isn't it? Like it's, and she's that like cat. Going to reach for him.
Yeah. All right. So it wouldn't be Friday if we didn't have your favorite lady. You know who she is, right?
Oh, no.
Yes. 6V. Gracie, please.
Oh, hey. I'm just being doing a smell check and it's smelling really good. And that's why I'm using Champusin or Natron Volvan Watch. You pick not having to be in sting. Champusin. And that my mind be even making him saying, damn, Champusin. Meet Virginia, more like eat Virginia. Yeah.
No.
Champusin.
No. That.
Oh. My glasses are fogging up.
Virginia, you're all fogging up. You're like, I'm laughing myself. I can't even see.
It's hot up in here. All right, then the last one, that Gracie, thank you so much. 7V, explain
this one. A bizarre yet brilliant business idea is taking off. A new fidget toy is going viral, designed to mimic the oddly satisfying feeling of popping pimples and blackheads. Whoa. It's a soft, gel-filled pad with tiny pores that can be popped over again, no, making it the perfect stress relief toy for those who find pimple popping satisfying. Completely safe and reusable, this product has huge potential in the fidget toy market. Simple, weird, and in high demand. Who would have thought something like this could turn into a profitable business? A bizarre yet brilliant.
All right, there we go.
Oh my God.
Why are women into that? Not all women are into it, but why are there so many people that are into it? I mean, you got the Dr. Pimple Popper. Are you familiar with her, Gracie? The pimple. Yeah. So why do people like to watch that? That is the most nauseating thing. And that's the new fidget spinner. Have fun with that.
I'm going to be sick. Like, I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. Like, I honestly, like, I just got, like, my glasses are going to fog up because I'm so hot and uncomfortable from watching it. Like, that is. Peter, we talked about something at some point. I can't remember. Oh, because we were talking about how your beautiful wife grooms you sometimes.
Yeah, she does my eyebrows.
And so Peter was like, well, will you groom me? I was like, absolutely not.
Did he really say that?
Like, yeah, he's like, I listened to the podcast.
Okay.
And he was joking around because he knows me. And I mean, you saw my reaction to this. I'm not a person who's interested in other people's imperfections in that way. I'm not going to pop your zits. I'm not going to.
But you'll say something, right? You'll say something like, has he got nose hairs or ear hairs hanging out? Will you say something?
I mean,
you should say that as a wife, as a good person alone. Don't let him walk around like that. No, you don't.
No.
You don't see some of that stuff.
He doesn't have that, though. He doesn't have like crazy nose hairs or ears hairs or any of that kind of stuff. Like,
what if he had something in his teeth?
I would tell him.
Okay. All
That's
right.
Something what about different.
What about a booger in the nose? Bat in the cave.
Yeah, bat in the cave. Yeah. Got a bat in the cave. I would do that for sure.
Okay. Zipper down.
Yes.
Okay.
My God. No, let's go to the party. I can't wait. Why is everybody awkwardly breaking eye contact with me? I don't know. Maybe you have a bat in the cave or XYZ. Stop it.
Hey, I'm just
his
testing
wife. I don't want other people seeing his stuff.
I would hope so. Okay. Well, you're a better person than I figured on that level. Okay.
I told you once when you had your stuff hanging out.
When did I have my stuff hanging out? That's a rare occasion.
We were at our boss's party. This was like a million years ago.
Come on.
And you ripped your shorts open in the crotchal area.
No, I went to the store, name brand clothing. Gracie, you ready for this one? I bought shorts there. And the reason why there's clothes, that store exists because I think it's flawed stuff, right? Maybe the pocket, there's no pocket, or maybe the zipper doesn't work. Well, I'm sitting there at my boss's party talking to his wife. We're both sitting in a chair. Well, I didn't realize that the bottom of my shorts was, there's not stitched. So everything was just hanging out. Talking to my boss's wife, and Molly walks up and she freaks out. What are you doing?
Because I was like, what are you? Are you crazy right now? And he's like, what? I'm like, how do you not feel that? You're all busy feeling for lumps. You didn't notice that your whole package was hanging out? How did you even know that there were lumps? And that's why I was like, maybe somebody else told you.
Maybe some. Oh, I see what
you're
saying.
On account of the
now.
Fact that, like, earlier when you were talking about getting that, you know, like, ooh, that salve was cold when they did that
cold
ultrasound on my testicles. It's like, how would you know? You had them hanging out and you didn't even notice. Apparently, temperature differences don't make any difference.
Yeah. Anyway, there's that. So that's it. What a great Friday. I don't even know what we're going to talk about on Monday. I kind of want to hit up the egg prices and who knows what happens this weekend.
White Lotus.
Yeah, White Lotus is wrapping up this weekend. Uh-huh. That's pretty sweet. And I'll just leave you with this. Dolly Parton dropped some news today. She teamed up with Kourtney Kardashian. I thought of you because you're always looking for jeans to bring you like a new ladies' jeans, a new line called Jolene. Limited edition.
Yeah, I bet they are.
So go get your stuff today. And yeah.
Wear some Jolene's.
Those Jolene's you're wearing. Yeah, they look cool though. They're kind of like old lady pants. Yeah. Not old lady pants, but mom pants with bell bottoms. Okay. And they got some bedazzles on
you're
them.
You're not
too.
A woman anymore. You're a mom.
Exactly. All right. I don't know what we have to do, but tell you to email us about the mouth tape if you have some at bpcrasher@gmail.com. You can leave us a message if you have any, you know, critiques or whatever. 402-915-0962. Don't forget, Heard at One Network YouTube channel if you're listening at Apple Podcast or Spotify. And, yeah, help your friends out. You know, we talked about that earlier. Seriously. Just help those drive time people out. And if they don't know how to get a podcast or anything like that, it is life-changing when you know what you're doing. So that is it. We'll see you again Monday. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good.
A Huda Media Production.